As we celebrate the solemnity of Corpus Christi, as we come together to celebrate then the very feast day of our Church of Blessed Sacrament, we must understand that what we pray is what we believe. And what we believe then is what we are to live. So what do we pray? Well, especially in the context of the Eucharist, there's always four words that always show up. And they are, took, blessed, broke, and gave. That's what the Lord says within this very gospel. It's not what He just says, it's what He does. He took bread, He said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to His disciples. That, my brothers and sisters, is what we do every single time at Mass. Because the bread is taken up from the back of the church. It is then blessed upon this altar. It is broken for us to be given. But as we are doing those very actions, we're praying something deeper. That as this bread is taken, it's being offered to the Father. So that it is blessed by the Holy Spirit. So that it may become something better. But in that very blessing, then, it is being broken. It's emptying itself so as to make complete room for what it will be become. That is, the very body, the very blood, the very soul and divinity of our Savior. That's what we're praying. That the bread we take that is blessed by God, and as the bread empties itself totally to where it's no longer bread, but only the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, so that it may be given to you and to me. That's what we pray every single time here at Mass. Those four verbs, took, blessed, broke, and gave, are what we're offering up to the Father as we celebrate the Eucharist. Now the thing is if that's what we're praying, that's what we're essentially believing. Not just in the Eucharist, as we just say, you know what, yes, it is the body and blood of Jesus, but it is just totally Jesus' life. This is the source and summit of our faith. Everything we believe is tied up in the Eucharist. Because as we take bread, what did Jesus do? He came down from the heights of heaven to take on our human nature. So He took it to Himself. Why? So that it could be blessed. What do we hear when Jesus gets baptized? That the Holy Spirit comes down upon Him to bless our human nature. That it becomes one with His divine nature. He's blessing us so that when He goes to His cross, when He suffers His passion and death, He is broken. He is emptying Himself. Why? So as to break our sinfulness. So that nothing may block us from receiving Him. He goes to offer Himself just like the bread so that we may be blessed. And to break through our sinfulness. Because then Jesus is given to you and me. He gives us the resurrection. He gives us divine life. He gives us the opportunity to be with Him in heaven. This is the Eucharist. This is what we celebrate every single time we bring forward the bread and the wine. This is what we always pray about. And this is what St. Paul is speaking of in that second reading. When he says, when Christ came as high priest of the good things that have come to be, that is when He took on human nature, passing through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made by hands. That is, He has blessed us in His divine life. His Holy Spirit has come down upon us. That He entered once for all into the sanctuary, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with His own blood. He emptied himself. He was broken. Thus obtaining eternal redemption, giving us the divine life. Because he took, he blessed, he broke, and he gave. So what we pray then is what we believe in the Scriptures. But now then, though, it comes that very last part, or as we heard in the first reading, the wonderful response of the Israelite people to Moses. They answered, "All that the Lord has said, we will heed and do." Because belief isn't enough. To be a true belief is that we conform ourselves to it, that we live it out in our lives. So these very four verbs, to took, blessed, broke, and gave, is what we then must become. As we receive the Eucharist, as we receive Jesus, we are able to say, you know what, as that bread comes forward and is put upon this altar, Lord, I am putting myself on this altar. All my joys of this week, but also my sorrows. All my successes, but also my failures. I put everything that I am upon this altar because I offer myself to you, Lord. As you offered yourself upon the cross, so I come and I offer myself back to you. Take me so that I may be blessed. So that your Holy Spirit may come down upon me throughout this week, that as I go out into the world, as I will spend the rest of the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until I come back next week, I want to be blessed by you, by your Holy Spirit. And so break through my sinfulness. Help me to empty myself so that there is only room for you, Lord Jesus. That I may receive you completely. That I may be able to say with St. Paul, it is no longer I who live, but you, Jesus, who lives in me. I want to be broken of all my sinfulness, all of my attachments. I want to empty myself so that there's only you, Jesus, inside of me. Just like the bread will empty itself to only become the very body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, I want to be only you, Jesus, as well. So that I, throughout this week, filled with your love, may give your love to my spouse, my children, my grandchildren, to my friends, to my neighbors, to my co-workers, to everyone I meet, as you give yourself to me. My brothers and sisters, this is what we pray every time we come to Mass. This is what is so amazing about the Eucharist. Because this is what we believe, that this is truly Jesus, His whole life, given to you and me, so that we may become like Him. Because every time we come to Mass, there is always a miracle. Ordinary bread, ordinary wine, become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. They become something radically different. But the thing is God wants to work a second miracle. And that miracle is to change us as well. To where we become something radically different. We become like Jesus as well throughout our day, throughout our week. And so may we, as we approach our Lord in this Eucharist, as we celebrate Corpus Christi, as we celebrate the feast of our parish, may we allow God to take us as well, to be blessed by Him, to break through our sinfulness so that we may empty ourselves and receive completely Jesus, so that we then may give Jesus throughout this week to those whom we meet. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.